Schema theory. Schema theory, students find difficult. Students find difficult, I think, for two main reasons. First of all, it's not something you can see or touch. Secondly, you have to learn complicated terms, complicated phrases. They're unusual, difficult. And also the problem is you've got to try and understand what they mean, and if necessary, explain what they mean in the exam. Schema theory is fairly recent. Tries to explain how we can perform skills we've never done before. New skills. Novel skills is the correct technical term. It also tries to explain how we can adjust existing skills and adapt them to the situation we're now in. It really goes to explain open skills, for example. At its simplest level, schema are just bits of information that are stored in memory. We store these bits of information and then make use of them. Try to imagine a novel skill you've never done before, you've never attempted before, and such as throwing an object at a target, but a strange object and a strange target and a strange way of throwing, and maybe bouncing off a wall or bouncing off a floor or something like that. So something very, very different to what you're really used to. Before you attempt that skill, you need to know various things about what's required. You need to know, for example, what's involved, however the object is, how far away the target is. You might start to think about what sort of technique you're going to use. Whether you're going to throw it left-handed, right-handed. Are you going to throw underarm, overarm, dart-type throw or a javelin-type throw? You're going to use two hands or one hand for the throw. It depends how big the object is, I suppose. And what sort of technique you're going to use and how you're going to adjust for bouncing off a wall or bouncing off the floor or because the wind's in the way or because it's a very light object and might just float around a bit. So you're making all these decisions based on stuff that you know is in memory. That you know how far away it is because it's in memory. You know how heavy it is because that's stored in memory as well. The weight of object is stored in memory. So the first bits of schema that you have to use, the first bits of information from memory you have to use are what's going on. What are the, correct term, initial conditions? And then, having worked out the initial conditions, the requirements of the task, then work out a way of doing the task. Work out a technique to use. Left-handed, right-handed, two hands, one hand, etc., etc. Those bits of information you're going to use there, if you like, the existing motor program, is the response specifications, the demands of the actual skill. So those bits of information, the initial conditions, the response specifications, are actually taken from memory and they're taken before you decide to do the actual skill. They're called recall schema. Those two, the initial conditions and the response specifications, are called recall schema. And they're stored in memory. You have them there. They're based on previous experience. And the two of them will provide the motor program that will run the skill for you. So recall schema, experience from memory before you actually do the skill, and it provides the motor program. Then you attempt the skill using those two bits of information, those two schema. And during and following the skill, you will receive feedback, information from your senses, your sense organs, your kinesthetic sense organs, about how the skill itself felt, how the actual movement fell while you were doing the skill. And that information too is stored in memory as another bit of information, another schema. And it's stored for the next time, for the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth practice. The kinesthetic bits of information are stored as your sensory consequences, how it felt. Also, at the same time, you'll see what happened. You may even hear what happened. Did the skill succeed? Was it a failure? Was the projectile motion too high, too low? Was it going too fast, too slow? That again, that bits of information stored in memory, a schema. Those bits are called the response outcomes. So the sensory consequences, the response outcomes, are also stored as schema in long-term memory after and during the time you're performing the skill. Those bits of information are called recognition schema. And that means that next time you try the skill, you can use those recognition schema, what went wrong last time, as being means of correcting the second, third, or fourth attempt. So in summary, we have recall schema that provide the motor program before you do the skill. The recall schema are the initial conditions and the response specifications. What's happening and how should I attempt this skill? Then, after the skill, recognition schema come into play. See how you've done. How did it feel? The sensory consequences. And the response outcomes. How did the skill achieve success? Did it achieve success? Was it close? Was it far away? Etc. So these are the schema theory. In the exam, possibly asking about recall schema on its own. Possibly asking about recognition schema on their own. Possibly just asking about schema in general. What are these four schemas? And what do they actually mean rather than the actual words like initial conditions and response specifications?